Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. If you missed the first hour, the dam's burning the burn. We've asked the question now, what will happen as we look forward to Monday, the Iowa caucus is underway. And coming up this hour, in the ladies' lounge, Kristen B. Tate, the liberal invasion of red state America. She is my guest, and we are looking forward to having this discussion about this great book. This is interesting. Just pulled up the New York Post homepage, and right there, dead center, burn notice. The Sanders apocalypse is coming. Democrat insiders a warning. Friends, I've been saying this on Fox News and a number of other places for most of the year, but the people that supported Bernie Sanders in 2016, they never got over the fact that he was cheated out of the nomination. They never got over that. They have been faithful to him, and if he gets cheated again, I guarantee you they are going to, the Democratic Party is going to rue the day, because these guys are going to burn it down. No pun intended. Donors, party insiders are warning that large swaths of their voters could stay home or defect to Trump if Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders snags the nomination. That's the opening line of the New York Post story. What does that mean? This was probably written by a Democratic activist. This is a story that you have active Democratic people involved in Democratic Party that are actively working against their own party, not allowing it to be a fair process by which the candidates make their case and bring it to them. Look, I don't like Bernie Sanders. I think personally he's kind of a weird guy. He's kind of awkward. And his policies, I just think, are dangerous. Like, I don't want him ever to be president. But I cannot sit here and watch him be totally hosed and go, oh, well, that was a fair process. Because it's not. They are breaking their own rules to do it. Now, if they want to do that, and they want to send that message to the people that support their party, that's their business. Again, this isn't anything that I'm invested in, because I'm never going to vote for probably one of their people. But you should, if you're considering it, you should have the right to know that the powers that be in the Democratic Party, not only did they try to frame the president wrongfully for colluding with Russia, not only did they try to frame him on fake impeachment, but for the second election cycle in a row, they're trying to backstab somebody that has gone out there and put in the work. Like, I don't agree with him, but he's put in the work. He's gone out and talked to the voters. He's gotten the endorsements. He's run the gamut of you know, the rallies. He held a 22,000 attended rally in Brooklyn here in New York. Now, admittedly, it's a big blue city, and, you know, if you can't do well here, you shouldn't probably be running. The president went down to Wildwood, New Jersey last week and had 125,000 people show up in a blue state for him. Like, by comparison, there it is. I was there. That was, by the way, the picture that you're seeing on your screen if you're watching on Biz TV, and if you're not, let me describe it for you. I use my panoramic setting on my iPhone. The holding area for the people that were waiting to get into the rally ran for longer than a mile down the shore at Wildwood. And it was many yards deep in terms of how wide it was, and it ran for more than a mile. And after the rally started, and they had let 10,000 in, which was capacity for the arena, they still had people in that same holding pen more than a mile long, huddled in blankets, watching jumbotrons to support the president. And it was a packed house inside. Like, Bernie Sanders didn't do anything near that. Yeah, he got 22,000 people out to stand under a bridge on a perfectly, you know, wonderful fall day this last fall when the sun was out on a weekend. It was 65 degrees and they had lots of musicians and other people show up. I don't think that Bernie Sanders is really any threat to Donald Trump at all in any way. I just don't believe that. But what's happening to him in his party, in the Democratic ranks, is just fraudulent. The Democratic Party leadership are frauds. They're criminals. They say one thing, they do the opposite. So, they're doing that to try to unseat a lawfully elected president. I'm not surprised that they're doing that to their own people. I'm just not. So anyway, so coming up in the next segment, Kristen B. Tate's going to be with us. The liberal invasion of red state America. It's all about domestic migration, why people are leaving some of those places, going to places that are much better, and then voting for the old policies that they had when they were there. Anyway, we'll get into that with Kristen B. Tate. Now, there is something coming up that I wanted to make sure it was on your radar screen. This coming November, the 12th through the 21st, I believe, are the dates. We are taking as many of you as can go. We are going to go on a trip together to the Holy Land, to Israel. 8 days of history and culture and food. A couple of days on each end of travel, depending on how far you have to come, etc. But we are going to see all of the Christian sites. We'll take a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. We will go down the Via Dolorosa. We will see the places where it is thought that Jesus was laid to rest after he was crucified. There's two main sites. There's the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which the Orthodox and the Catholics believe. I also happen to believe that's the same place. Then there's the Garden Tomb, which is not really where, if you know the map of what it was in biblical times, it doesn't fit the geography, but it's been a nice place for people to come and pay homage, etc. But the Mount of Olives, we're going to see it all. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff to see, too. Israel is one of the most fascinating and developing, very cool young countries on planet Earth, and we're going to see it all. So I hope that you will make plans. We're staying in all 4- and 5-star places, but the rate is incredible. And if you join us, this is going to be the trip of a lifetime, and you're just going to be so glad you did. So here's what we're going to do. We'll send you a free color brochure via electronic means in the form of a PDF. We'll send that, email that to you, plus an itinerary of all the places we're going to go see, if you'll send us an email tonight, and in the subject line put Israel. Just put Israel in the subject line, and then in the send that to KMC Radio, Kevin McCullough, KMC Radio at gmail.com, subject line Israel. And some of you sent your stuff in last week. I know that. We have not gotten that back to you yet. We are going to send that out this week. So for those of you that responded last week, you don't have to resend. We will get you. But we are sending that out tomorrow. Israel in the subject line, kmcradio@gmail.com. And then come and be part of a once-in-a-lifetime, a bucket list opportunity. See the village where Jesus grew up and lived. See the place where the great battles of the Old Testament took place, where David conquered Goliath. We'll see it. It's on the itinerary. Come eat the amazing food in Israel. I've never been to a place on planet Earth where the produce has been more delicious and more tasty and more just unbelievable. If you would like to come and come with me, we've also got a couple of really cool Bible teachers that are going to be with us, a couple of pastors from the New York area. They're going to help us with some devotional thoughts in the morning and the evening. Obviously, if you don't want to participate in that, you don't have to. You can just come and see stuff culturally. But if you would like to make your trip deeper in meaning, and we will get connected. I've led several teams there in the past, and every time we go, we come back with this like group of friends that still stay in touch all these years later, and that will happen here. You will make lifelong friends on this trip, but send us an email tonight to get the process started. Israel in the subject line, send it to kmcradio@gmail.com. We will send you a free color brochure. It will have beautiful sites of the places we're going that you'll be able to see, and then also we'll send you the itinerary as well. So send us that email, kmcradio@gmail.com. Put Israel in the subject line, kmcradio@gmail.com, Israel in the subject line, and then make plans to join us November 12th through the 21st. We're going to go to Israel. We're going to have a great time. It'd be great weather there, too, by the way. It's still very lovely at that time of year. It's not cold. It's just about perfect, actually. 60s to 80s in the days that we're there. It'd be gorgeous. You'll just love the fact that we're there. kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. In the subject line, put Israel to get your brochure and the itinerary and all the details of how to join us. All right. When we come back, we will open up the ladies' lounge. Kristen B. Tate will be my guest. The liberal invasion of red state America is what we discuss next, live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, welcome back, Kevin McCullough. It's hour number two, where we always take great delight in opening up the segment that we call the Ladies' Lounge, the liberal invasion of Red State America, the topic of my discussion tonight. And as we open up the Ladies' Lounge, so very happy to welcome back a longtime member of the Ladies' Lounge. In fact, she's one of the favorites around these parts, oftentimes able to even join us with a TV feed right from where she is. But we have to use the headshot tonight only because of the locale. But Kristen B. Tate, many-time multi-best-selling author and regular contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio, and as we said, the Ladies' Lounge here at Radio Night Live. And Kristen, it's good to have you back. Looking forward to this conversation. Thanks for being here. You wanted to write about this. What was it about, I don't know, this phenomenon that you kind of describe? Did it catch your attention? Were you watching this take place and said, I need to write about that? Or did someone, like, give you a heads up and say, hey, this is something you would be interested in? What was it about this issue, this phenomenon that we're experiencing that made you say, I need to write a full-length book about that?
Well, I grew up in New Hampshire.
Right.
And
live free or die.
Exactly. Super a purple state, very freedom-loving. And over the last few decades, I've really seen the state change as people from Massachusetts move there. So the whole top half of New Hampshire is still very red. Very purple even, and then the bottom half is super blue now. I mean, we call it Massachusetts Part 2.
Gotcha.
And it's very frustrating because these Massachusetts people, they flee the high costs of Massachusetts, and then what do? They come to New Hampshire and vote for Democrats. And there are whispers now in New Hampshire that we could be implementing an income tax at some point soon because we have Democrats at all levels of the state government except for our governor.
An income tax.
We've never had an income tax or a sales tax. Thank goodness we have a Republican governor, but everyone else at the state level is really a Democrat. So they want to implement these programs. They need taxpayer revenue, and they are throwing around the idea of an income tax. So that is what sort of spurred the idea for this book. And then, of course, recently I moved from New York to Texas, and we're seeing a very similar thing happen in Texas. So I started digging into the issue a number of years ago, and then when the Republicans passed their tax bill in 2017, that only sped this exodus up because the state and local tax deduction is now capped at $10,000.
Right.
This is obviously a limit that a lot of wealthy blue staters easily exceed. So because you can't write off your exorbitant state and local taxes anymore, it gives people much more incentive to make the jump and move down to Florida or Texas.
Well, and you had something happening in Texas that was also specific to their success with this, and that was you had Governor Perry, back when he was in office, running around the U.S. saying, relocate your company to Texas. We don't have the tax structure that you have in California or on the East Coast. And you'll save millions of dollars, and your workers will save millions of dollars, and it's a more friendly environment. And people gravitated to it.
Yeah.
I mean, they said, of course, well, we can save, millions and millions of dollars as a company. And that's when Silicon Valley lost eBay, Facebook, Google, all those guys headed down to Austin. I think they still have have outposts in Northern California, but they're corporate headquarters. And lo and behold, they leave those areas and they go to a place like Austin and they start turning that area blue.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The push to get companies to move to Texas, Arizona, and Florida has become so successful that often these places don't have enough workers to fill the positions. So there's actually a state-run program in Texas to actively recruit workers from California because there are so many companies and not enough workers down there. And it's super frustrating as a right-of-center person because these trends are really vindicating to Republicans, right? Like, people are flocking to places with conservative policy. Exactly. We've been preaching this for decades. But on the other hand, a lot of times people just kind of mindlessly go where the jobs are without realizing why the jobs are where they are. And so, you know, these folks may have voted for Democrats their whole lives, so they just keep doing what they've always done. They get to the red states and they vote for Democrats. And this is not just theoretical that, oh, these places gaining all these residents are turning blue. We have statistics to prove this. I mean, the past 10 years, you look at the fastest growing states, they're all low tax states, the top five. You look at the top 10 fastest growing states last year, all low tax states. All of these places trended to the left in the 2018 elections. People laugh at me when I say this, Kevin. You're a native Texan. You might think this sounds ridiculous. I think Texas will be a swing state in the next decade. If you look at the demographics there and the way it's changing, it's almost identical to California. You know, people in my generation, the millennials, they don't realize California used to be a deep red state in the middle of the 20th century, even as late as the 1980s, 1990s. Yeah. It was a stronghold for conservatives, but because so many liberals moved in, it is now firmly in the left column. And if Texas goes that same way, Republicans are done. If we lose those electoral votes, we won't be able to win any national elections for the foreseeable future unless something pretty drastic happens elsewhere in the country.
I mean, Texas has flirted with Democratic rule in the past, and I think that, you know, it's kind of come out of the Ann Richards, Jim Wright kind of era, who was the Speaker of the House back in the day, and you had the Tom DeLays and so forth, but it's been largely economic policy that has kept that state where it's at in terms of its kind of fiscal outlook, although it is a, you know, from a moral and from a kind of a worldview standpoint, it is also a much more traditional place than California was. So I hope that you're wrong. I can see where you would be right, and it'll just be yet to be seen. I mean, Beto made a huge run at Ted Cruz for the Senate seat. He really flickered out.
That was way too close
presidential candidate. But
the
he wouldn't have done that.
Close.
That's true, but he wouldn't have done that without a lot of backing from the coast.
If you look at the recent elections, this is another actually interesting part of the story. If you look at the election results over the last few elections in Texas, what I found, and what I found when I was researching for my book, is that the rural parts of the state, and even some of the suburban parts, are actually becoming far more conservative. So, like, you know, the sort of red places are really red now, and then the cities are becoming much more blue. So this is also largely an urban-rural divide.
Right.
And if you look at domestic migrants, it's sort of interesting. The people who are moving to the cities are more likely to vote for Dems, while those who move to the rural parts are more likely to vote for Republicans. So there's a sociological term called sorting, which I think sort of plays into this, which is that people tend to move, without even realizing it, to places with others who have similar values, and that can cross over into politics. So, yes, Texas, Florida, Arizona are all largely trending to the left as a broader sort of, you know, concept, but if you break down the states, within those states, communities are becoming more polarized. So I'm not sure this is good for the country.
It may not be, but what you just described is what I predicted in the aftermath of 2016. I said regularly that if you were going to have Trump win, you were going to end up seeing blue areas of the country become deeper blue, and you were going to have some red areas that had newly become red, maybe be kind of a light pink. It's interesting. We will continue the discussion. Kristen, hold right there. The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, the name of the book, and we're glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. If you want to get a copy of this, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any place you get your books, they've got it, and ready for you tonight. The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. Kristen B. Tate, our guest in the Ladies Lounge, coming right back live from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Texas, Bernie Sanders supporters celebrating his big win in the Nevada caucuses. Campaigning for Super Tuesday, Sanders poked fun at President Trump.
You know, this is also important. The president gets very, very upset easily. So don't tell him that we're going to beat him here in Texas.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is in second place, and former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg in third. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar are trailing behind. Biden told his supporters, people are ready for change.
They don't feel like they're getting a chance, because they're not. They're being left behind. But I promise you, I give you my word as a Biden, I'm going to bring everybody along this time.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys,
Wow, what an amazing picture of Midtown, Lower Manhattan, Queens. You got so many parts of New York City in that shot right there if you're watching on Biz TV. Glad you're with us. We are in the Ladies Lounge tonight. One of our favorites, Kristen B. Tate, is back with us. And Kristen, just before the break, we were discussing the topic of your latest book, which is the liberal invasion of red state America. Even on social media, people have been already trolling you for calling it a liberal invasion. But that's what it is. And you were observing that even so far back as the last election, that really you're starting to see the blue areas become bluer, and some of the red areas are not really... Well, you're saying even in the states, I guess, that it's more polarized. So even some of the red areas within the states are becoming more red. But I was saying this back in 2016. I said at the time that the nation was going to not necessarily see a lot of things necessarily changing hands, but you were going to see like the blue city of New York and the blue state of California get darker blue. Mm-hmm. They were going to get more blue. That certainly happened here. De Blasio's off the charts crazy, and he's taken the city about as far as he can. California, look at all of their major cities and look at the waste receptacles that they've turned them into. I mean, they've literally destroyed a great state. But I also thought that what you were starting to see with some red areas, you were going to see more vibrant red. And I think it's going to play out in the 2020 election. I could be wrong. I reserve the right to be wrong. But I think that, you know, the Rust Belt, I think it may win another red wash, at least for one more cycle. And we'll see how much of that sticks. You know, it's one of the interesting conversations that I get into sometimes where people say, well, where do you think the Democrat Party is going to land? Are they going to be the Bernie socialists or the Biden traditionalists? And then they talk about like the, and I said, well, who are the Biden traditionalists? You know, the blue collar union member,
those
church
are all
going.
Trump voters.
I said,
now
they left.
Yep.
They all became Trump supporters.
Yep.
In 16. And by the way, he's given them every reason to come back to him in 2020.
Yep.
Because he just made their lives better the whole time. We're talking with Kristen B. Tate. The book is The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. And don't believe the hyperbole you see in the comments on the social media. Read it for yourself. But it deals with this issue called domestic migration we've been talking about. Let's talk about some of the areas that you see as having some of these issues. You've highlighted Texas. What are some of the other areas that you can witness your theory coming true?
So the obvious ones are Texas, Florida, Arizona. But there are other states where you would not think this is happening that it is. For example, even like Oklahoma, we're seeing trends like this. Utah, obviously, I guess Colorado is kind of an obvious one. But this is really going to change the political map, especially if you look at it from, you know, a larger time frame, the next 10 years. Another part of this whole trend that I find to be particularly sad is that as people flee from blue states and cities, the politicians in charge just double down on what made the situation so dismal in the first place. And this is so frustrating. You know, I love New York City. I think New York is still the best city in the world. There's an energy here that's amazing. It's vibrant. And I'm sad to see, you know, people leaving this great place and seeing what it's become depresses me. But like, these politicians in charge just don't get it. I'll give you an example. I mean, last year, New York raised the sales tax on real estate worth more than $1 million, which is, you know, pretty common in New York City.
Yeah.
The result is exactly what you would think it would be, which is a drop in real estate sales of 16% in New York City. So, you know, if these places want to revive themselves and stop this trend, the obvious answer is lower your state and local tax burdens. But they're doing the opposite of that. And you know what really bothers me, Kevin, is when people say, oh, well, I don't want to be double taxed because the SALT deduction was removed. It's like, well, the only reason you're double taxed is because your own state and city decided to implement a state and local tax. You can take that tax away, and then you're no longer double taxed.
Right.
But,
well,
yeah,
and
people just don't get it.
That's actually, I think, an advantage of the SALT deductions becoming a part of the discussion, and some people would disagree with me on this, but I think that what that did is it exposed the abuse of state and local taxes.
Yes.
that had been kind of running rampant.
Taxes
in check.
Should hurt, and we were getting away with these taxes.
In states where you're having it, you've always had the federal taxpayer to kind of bail you out, so you didn't really feel the pinch because you could say, well, it's not going to count against that. When you really apples to apples against another factory worker in another state, look at what you're paying and what they're paying, all of a sudden, your state doesn't look so good because you're getting, you know, whatever your top rate is, say you're doing somewhat well and you got 28% on your federal taxes, and then you've got another 14, 15, 16% in between state and local, all of a sudden now you're approaching at times 50% or more in that rationale, and at the end of the day, what you have to do is expose the fact that the states are adding to your tax burden. That's why the SALT deduction is kind of a, I don't know, it's a tricky thing. Anyway, Kristen V. Tate is my guest. It's the Ladies Lounge. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final segment with Kristen B. Tate in the Ladies' Lounge. The book is The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. And, Kristen, you were just making the point over the last couple of segments that in these blue areas, the politicians have doubled down and made it worse. And you wanted to pick up on that.
Exactly right. I mean, you live in New Jersey, so I'm sure you've heard of this guy, David Tepper. Have you heard of him? He's a very well-known hedge fund manager. He was a top percenter in New Jersey. He decided to leave New Jersey and take his business with him because it became way too costly to pay the taxes there. And New Jersey lost 1% of its coffers decreased
statewide
by
revenue.
1% on this, the whole state
level.
They
had to readjust the whole budget.
And so, you'd think Trenton would think about, why are people like Tepper leaving? Maybe we should decrease our taxes. Of course, they didn't do that. They did the opposite. They actually increased the tax burden after he left in 2018. But you look at people like David Tepper, what does he do with his savings? He moves to Florida and he buys the Carolina Panthers. I mean, think about what you could do with a 9% raise. He moved to a place with no income tax and he was able to use that money to do other things. So, it's a very frustrating trend, but I want to make it clear my book is not all doom and gloom. There are actually some pretty interesting bright spots here. The children of domestic migrants, so people who spend their whole lives in red states, are more likely to realize why red states are doing well and vote for Republicans. So, if you have a New Yorker who moves down to Texas, they might keep voting for Democrats, but their children are far more likely to wake up and vote for Republicans.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of So are there any places in the country that are bucking the trend of what you're noticing here? And if they are, how are they doing it?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are exceptions to the trend. For example, places in Florida are becoming more red, but they're usually special exceptions. For example, Florida has a growing Cuban population. Cubans tend to vote for Republicans.
I heard that Venezuelan immigrants are heading to Florida now, too.
Yes, but they are having the impact. Strangely, so a lot of Venezuelans vote for Democrats, which you would wonder why they would do that, given the situation they're fleeing.
They just escaped.
Exactly. But the Cubans are actually keeping Florida more or less a swing state as these domestic migrants are turning it more blue. I did a lot of research for this book, and I could not find any states that are receiving high numbers of domestic migrants that are turning overall more red. It's really a one-way trend here. But, I mean, I do have some hope because, again, the second generation of domestic migrants are more likely to vote for Republicans. And if you look at non-city areas, many of those places are becoming more red.
Let's talk about a practical outflow of all of this. How does it impact how America will be shaped, and how does it impact something like even the election this year? What do you anticipate being some of the real ramifications of what you've identified?
Well, it's going to be a lot harder for Republicans to win both, I think, federal and local and state elections. New York and California are losing congressional seats, while Florida and Texas are picking up seats. So these states that are gaining people quickly will become a lot more important to the Electoral College. Personally, I think the Republican Party would be smart to embrace this libertarian streak, because I talk to a lot of people in Houston where I live who are moving into the city, particularly from California. We get a lot of California folks moving down there. And when you really talk to them, these people are all Democrats generally, but when you talk to them, they don't want to pay taxes. They just think they're Democrats because they support gay marriage and a woman's right to choose, as they put it.
Right.
So, I think if we really focus on conservative fiscal policy, you can make more inroads with these people and kind of show them, hey, look, you don't have to support the same things I support in terms of social policy, but can we all agree that we should all keep taxes low?
Do you think Trump has helped with that? that and kind of cutting through some of the noise. He hasn't made, I mean, he's been very strong on socially conservative issues, but he hasn't made that kind of the forefront of his work. He's really focused on the economy, jobs, trade, and national security. Is he cutting through some of that noise and helping people become more engaged?
I think so, and I think it makes the GOP more palatable to traditional Democratic voters, like the people we were talking about earlier, these union workers and people who have been blue dog Democrats for decades, and you know, these are traditionally people who would go for a Democrat like Biden, but they are just terrified by this new woke left-wing platform of free everything and no genders and, you know, all this nonsense that they're spouting. So, yes, I think focusing on the economy is a smart way to grow the GOP tent. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, Republicans should abandon their social values. That's not it at all. It's just that if we want to build bridges to folks who are traditional Democrats, the way you kind of bring them in is focusing on those fiscal issues,
well,
and showing them, hey, this is why.
Everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's no coincidence, right, that 8 out of the 10 states with the lowest unemployment rate and fastest GDP growth are run by Republicans. You know, we have Republicans in the governor's mansion in 8 out of 10 of these states. That is not a coincidence. It's the low taxes, the business-friendly regulatory environment, and the right to work laws that are making these places into such powerhouses.
Right.
So we've got to show people that, and we've got to say, hey, you know, you like these jobs, you like the low cost of living, here's why you like it.
I think one of the things, and you just did a good example of it, you didn't even know you did, but when we don't use labels and we talk about ideas, I think that people are far more conservative than they realize. I think when you talk about what you earn versus what you get to keep and how much the government gets to take and what you're required to give up, I think suddenly people become fairly conservatively fiscal. They're like, well, I work hard for my money.
Right.
I want it to be. So I think if Republicans also did a lot more of that engagement on just common sense, we built some movements in the 80s and 90s that may or may not have been helpful. I'm not here to judge that. But when we hide behind these words that sometimes come to mean and morph into other things that we don't even intend for them to mean, I think we don't do ourselves any good. But the
and it
ideas,
allows the media to twist the idea of what a Republican is or a conservative. It's better to just articulate ideas and policies, because if you go around telling people, oh, you should be a Republican, people
right.
automatically jump to the media's
right.
perception of a Republican. And, of course, the media has been extremely effective.
You're exactly right, Kristen. And on that note, we got to say goodnight. But thanks for being here, and good luck on the book. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Glad you're with us, and glad you can spend every Saturday with us. And again, if you have any interest at all, and I strongly encourage you to check it out, to come to Israel with us in November. November 12th through the 21st would be the broad outline of the trip. 8 to 9 days in Israel. Beautiful food, wonderful culture, history, beauty, faith-deepening experience. It's all on the calendar. And if you'd like a brochure describing it and the itinerary that we plan to follow, send us a request tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com. In the subject line, just put Israel, and we will be getting that out to you shortly. I want to say thank you again to Kristen B. Tate for being with us tonight. The liberal invasion of red state America, it is really something to contemplate in terms of even how you engage conversations between now and November. When you're talking to people about why they're voting for who they're voting for, this election in decision 2020, what is it based on? Is it based on actual economic policy? Is it based on the character of the political parties? I mean, the Democrats are stabbing their own front runner in the back right now because they're afraid that he won't be a good enough candidate to face President Trump in the general election. I thought the primary's purpose was to get the choice of the voters of that party to determine who they want to have represent them. I'm not here to tell the Democrats how to run their business. It's none of my business. I don't care. But according to the rules that they've laid out, they are cheating Bernie Sanders. And I wouldn't be surprised if it does nothing but help him in the next 2 to 5 primary elections, starting with the Iowa caucuses on Monday. New Hampshire primary the following Tuesday. You've got Super Tuesday just around the corner. Nevada, California, Texas, all coming up. If he gets a big head of steam through these first 6 elections, I don't think he'll win South Carolina. I think Joe Biden's in pretty safe territory there. But I think if Bernie Sanders takes the other 5 of the first 6, he's going to be the nominee. And the Democrats will have a conscience, a moment of conscience where they have to decide, are we going to be for something or against something? And what is it that we stand for? And then they're going to have to make that case. Kind of like the guys at the Super Bowl. Did you hear about this? They had 2 ads brought to them this week that were somewhat controversial. One of them features a drag queen. RuPaul is involved, and they accepted that advertising. But when a group called Faces for Choice, put their ad forward, and you're seeing some of that if you're watching Biz TV right now. These were survivors of abortion. They asked for their ad to be accepted. They were going to pay full price for it. And Fox Broadcast denied them the opportunity to air that ad. It's just interesting. You know, there's still very much an agenda pretty much everywhere you turn. And people of conscience and choice and genuine integrity, we're kind of on the outs looking in. Anyway, I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next week.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.